Number 54 from May of 2006, Showing Our Scars. Before her death, my mother battled both cancer and heart disease, and her body showed it. She had a complete mastectomy on her right side, which left a large horizontal scar on her chest. She had a quadruple bypass heart surgery also, which left a large vertical scar down the center of her body. In a moment of dark humor, Mom remarked that if she had only had her left breast removed also, she would have had a perfect cross of scars on her front side. She didn't seem to mind her scars or mind if people knew that she had them. She said that each one of them told a story of something that had happened to her, something that she had lived to tell about. There is wisdom in viewing our scars this way, I think. Not just the scars of accidents or surgeries, but the scars that life has given us, the ones that are inside us. Some of these are from love lost, tragedy experienced, and some from verbal, physical, or sexual abuse. Some scars are there inside us from our own failures and our own bad choices. Part of healing is to be able to show these scars and talk about these scars and say, see these scars? They say something about me and what I've been through in life. They say something about why I am the way that I am today. They give you clues in how to understand me. They tell you where my fears come from and where my strength comes from. I have noticed that when people let me in on what their scars are and what they have been through, it is very difficult not to like them. For example, I have some friends who have some rather annoying habits, but because they have allowed me to see their scars, both inside and out, I can overlook these habits easily. I know what they have been through. Jesus believed in showing his scars. He knew that it was only by showing his ruined hands and feet to his disciples after his resurrection that they would believe that it was really him. See my hands and my feet and touch my side. It is really me, he told them. All of us are the walking wounded in one way or another. Will we choose to hide those scars and live in some secret pain, or will we choose to show our scars and talk about our wounds in a way that can bring healing to others? Might there be a way that the wisdom we've gained or the ability to go on after adversity can benefit others and can help to soothe their troubled spirits? None of us have enough time left to make all of our own mistakes. At some time, we will have to benefit from the mistakes of others. At some point, we will have to gain strength from the struggles of others, and they can from us. With God's help, we can do the same as Jesus did. We can turn our brokenness into strength as we show our scars.